Another Greg Way in the car. Hey everybody, it's me, Greg Miller, and welcome to Greg Way in the car. I'm driving to work again. It's a big day as always at Kinda Funny. I'm shooting another episode of WWE This Is Awesome. I just got a code for one of the redacted games. I should be getting a code for another redacted game today, which means that I won't play that first code because I'll be on the other. It's a whole thing. But more importantly, the first game I've been talking about forever that I had a redacted code for was Dead Island 2. And the review is now live as a Kinda Funny Games cast on youtube.com/kindafunnygames podcast services around, the globe. I gave it a 3 out of 5. Mike thinks it's a 2 out of 5. I saw IGN and GameSpot each gave it a 7 out of 10. So there's a whole bunch of opinions out there. Even if you don't care about Dead Island, I think it's a great discussion of a game from 2011, now in 2023. What do they do? What do they not do? What does this tell us about the development process on the two canceled versions of Dead Island 2? Yada, yada, yada. But we're not here to talk about the actual review of Dead Island. We're not here to talk about Dead Island. We're here to talk about the actual review process for Dead Island, because the one, the only Paul Smith wrote in on patreon.com/kindafunny. It said a whole bunch of stuff, but the question he had that I'm able to remember for, you know, going from my Patreon app to then the old camera app here is, Greg, why do developers / publishers care if you say what game you're playing? Why do you have to say I'm playing Redacted? Why can't you just say you're playing this? And it's a great question, Paul Smith. And what I want to make clear is that I have many reasons, many concrete examples, I think, of why. But I've never had a publisher tell me or a PR person tell me. I've never gone out of my way to ask them about it, right? But there's a number of different reasons why I think they don't want you to say you're reviewing something, right? And I will get into many of them here, and I probably won't cover them all, and I should actually talk to a PR person about it, but it's always interesting. It's always a thought I have, you know what I mean, when you're reviewing a game, and then you get to the thing and you forget about it because you're on to the next thing. Anyways, though, ballpark, PR, developers, publishers, whatever, but I'm going to say PR pretty much for this whole thing because they're the ones who are the ones who give out codes and yada, yada, yada. PR and marketing, right, is a engineered and structured beast. They're most games that are working in a professional sense and are not a big deal, I shouldn't say, but are doing it more professionally, are going to have a marketing PR plan. And that will have a bunch of different beats on it. So you'll have, you know, your reveal trailer, a title announced. These are on like a, you know, a timeline with dates on them for what you want, right? And it's a calculated process that is as scientific as something that's unscientific can be. Of, all right, well, this many months has passed, and then we're going to do an IGN first here, and then we'll need another beat to remind people of it in the summer, so let's do the multiplayer reveal, but avoid this, or it'll be at SGF, or we'll do a Game Awards trailer, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, like, these plans obviously are worked on for months and months and months and months and months, you know, if not years in advance, because there's so many different dates and deadlines to hit. Your review is the last big marketing beat that you can have some control over, even though it's completely out of your control, right? Like, marketing and PR can't tell us how to review a game, but they can decide when the review embargo lifts to make a beat, to make an impression, right? So what I'm driving at here is you only get so many opportunities to have a big splash in our industry, to grab the headlines, to own the day, right? We always talk about this, like, well, Sony doesn't need E3 or this, so they don't need to be part of a showcase because they can just publish whenever they want and they own that day. God of War will get the headlines. God of War will be on the front page of IGN or whatever. That is rare. That is a triple A, if not quadruple A, like, distinction. Instead, you have most games struggling for real estate on IGN, GameSpot, Kinda Funny, whatever, struggling for mindshare. And if you don't say, hey, this is the day that you can review the game, this is the embargo, this is the thing, and just let people talk about it, you lose all of that bombastic, everyone's talking about it. Everyone wants to own the conversation. Today, at least this morning at 7 a.m., I'm on the road now, I don't know what's happening exactly. Dead Island 2 owns the conversation. They are on the front page of IGN, they are the front page of GameSpot. They have their sevens up there. That is a big deal for them. That is a big thing. It seems like the internet is all talking about Dead Island, right? Even if it is, I didn't like it. Or Mike's like, I gotta give it a 2 out of 3 or 2 out of 5. 2 out of 3. Jeez, I'm gonna fuck up these scores the rest of my life now. They want that beat. They want that bolster. They want that screenshot. They want that impression. They want everybody who's the consumer of games media to be like, holy shit, everyone's talking about Dead Island today. So that's for this big thing. And you might say, well, Greg, I'm not asking you why you couldn't review the game really. I'm saying, why couldn't you say what game it is? I think that plays into it. That if I was out here in the last 4 Gregways where I've mentioned I've been playing this redacted game, and I was saying, oh, man, I'm still playing Dead Island 2. Can't tell anything about it. Wait for the review. Da-da-da-da. It still is a peek behind the curtain of, you know, oh, Dead Island 2 is coming. The review is coming. Oh, okay, I'm hearing a lot about Dead Island 2. I'm not hearing information about it. I'm not hearing opinions about it, but I'm hearing about it, and I'm already getting worn out by Dead Island 2 getting talked about so much. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is, of course, you know, a lot of gamers are crazy. I am one of those crazy gamers, especially when I was on the outside. But, like, it would be that thing that if I was saying last week, oh, yeah, I'm playing Dead Island 2, and then you heard me 2 days later be like, oh, now I'm playing X, Y, and Z, and I'm really enjoying it, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, Greg's already done with Dead Island, which would make you go, man, that game's really short, and it influences your opinion. You'd say, man, maybe that game wasn't good, and Greg quit that game. That would influence your opinion. It's the same reason that right now, or at least as of last night, Dead Island 2's trophies aren't live on the PSN. Dead Island's trophy list is live. You could Google it, find PowerPick's breakdown of what the actual trophies are. Those have been posted, but they haven't flipped the switch to turn them on the PSN servers. And so what that means, annoyingly for me, right, especially because I play on 2 PS5s, I have some of the trophies at work, most of the trophies at home. They won't see each other until PSN flips it live, because right now they ping the PSN server and say, yo, Greg got these trophies, and the PSN server goes, I don't know what that game is. I can't publish that information. I don't know what that is. And once they flip the switch and the PSN server has those live and locked in, then my PS5s will talk to it and my trophy list will fill in. Long story short on that, lots of people don't put their trophy list live. Number one, for story spoilers, that's a big part of it. But number two, I think also is the arithmetic of, if my trophies were live the entire time and I wasn't talking to you and I was still going to talk about the game, people could go to PSN profiles, they could look at my trophies, be like, okay, Greg popped this first trophy on Thursday well, man, he already beat the game this long. And like, again, it would influence their opinion of, wow, it took Greg 2 weeks to beat this game, which is not how long Dead Island is. It's just, you know, my life. And then it's like, oh, or, you know, Greg beat it in 1 weekend. Oh, my God, what a short game, blah, 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 blah. Like, those things start to influence the conversation, influence the water. I really think for Dead Island 2, even though it's only getting 7s, right, in a 3 out of 5 from Kind of Funny and a 2 out of 5 from Mike, but I'm the one who matters. I think those scores are better than what most people would expect. I don't think anybody was expecting Dead Island 2 to come in and be 8.5, 9, 10, you know what I mean? I think they were expecting, honestly, like I was, and I talk about it in the review, you know, wow, this game's been in fucking development hell for how long? It's gone through 3 developers. This thing's going to be garbage. And it's not. It's not garbage. It's an okay game. And, you know, according to IGN, it's a good game. Like, I think that catches people off guard. And so I think it worked to their advantage to not have people talking about Dead Island 2 before these reviews, because you didn't want people being like, oh, well, I saw these trophies and, man, they beat them so fast. Oh, this Greg or whoever from Giant Bomb, you know what I mean, was talking about it, but stop talking about it. It must not be that long of a game. Oh, you know, even if I didn't say any of that stuff, but I said I was playing it, people love to read into what I don't say or what our facial reactions are and stuff. There'd be enough to get scuttlebutt out there to be like, yo, this game is trash. I'm already solidifying my opinion. Whereas today gets to be a day for them that is, yo, this game's not that bad. Oh, do you like killing zombies? Okay, cool. It's a zombie-killing game. Let's go do that. I think that's all tied up in it. And it's a long answer to a short question, but it's a complicated question because I do think we've changed a lot. I think if you notice, I've been very – I've never gotten it personally because I think lots of times, hey, you know – it's not even that an embargo says, hey, don't say you're playing this game. It's just that you're embargoed and your review is this day. So – you could always follow up with a PR person and be like, can I say that I'm doing it or not? But it's just, we get so many reviews, there's so much going on, it's just easier to say not. And then, I've always thought that's stupid, even though I've given you a bunch of reasons why people would do that. I've always thought it was foolish. I thought it would make more sense to say you're doing it. But then it is that thing of, if I'm playing a game and you know it's coming out on Thursday and it's Wednesday and you still haven't gotten a review, and you know I'm playing it, then you could also be like, oh, well, that game's got to be trash. They're holding a review the day of, and I know Greg's had it longer, and yada, yada, yada. There's shit like that. Anyways, though, I do think, in general, we're starting to see people stray away from that. I am a big fan of what PlayStation's been doing and saying, hey, on this day, you can take a photo of the title screen, you can say you're playing it, and you can say that when the review embargo is. I like communicating to you guys. I love the idea of destination viewing. I hate, hey, we're not doing a Gamescast Live this week because wink and a nudge, and it's review season. Like, I'd much rather tell you, working on the Dead Island review, up next is this review. And I mean, like, y'all are the most dedicated video game fans, right? And you know what's coming up. Like, does it really, what are the big games? Oh, Zelda and Fallen Order, Survivor. Like, you can guess what our game casts are going to be, but, like, it still would be cool if we could just tell you and program it and put up a sheet. But the flip side of that is, like, PlayStation, and I'm not even doing a character or anything. PlayStation's PlayStation, right? Like, yeah, no shit, they're pretty confident in me saying, yo, God of War Ragnarok's review is coming on this date. Because they're like, yeah, God of War Ragnarok's going to be one of the greatest games of the generation, so we're not too concerned about burning people out on it or giving them a reason. And it's become a big, like, beat your chest moment for them of like, yo, this review's coming and we're not afraid to tell you when it's coming. And you, the audience, I've seen react to that. I've seen it every time I post those screenshots of like, oh man, PlayStation must be really confident in this that they're letting them say this, right? Now take it to Dead Island 2. If 2 weeks ago, or even a week ago, I had said Dead Island 2 review is coming this day and I showed you a screenshot, I think the reaction would have been, oh man, they're fucking really confident in Dead Island 2. This must be, maybe this game's going to be great. Maybe this game, you know what I mean? And it's not. And that's okay. And an okay game is okay. I'm enjoying my time with this okay game. I want to platinum it one day. We'll see, as I've already moved. I've got a review code burning in my email right now and another one coming in. I doubt I'll be back to it anytime soon. But, you know, that's how it is. And that's what the read would be. So it's a whole bunch of stuff. It's a whole bunch of stuff. But the main answer, I think, is that it's all part of the marketing dance, that you need to pick your shots, you need to pick your poison, you need to decide when you're going to have these big moments, these coming out parties. Because again, like, usually what it's either the announce, yeah, it's usually the announce of a game that's a big deal, and then it's usually the review that's a big deal. And then even if Dead Island goes the Dying Light 2 route, and I don't think they are, but if they did and said, hey, we're supporting this for 5 years, we're gonna have all these DLCs, all these content drops, yada yada yada, those will never even get close to the traffic and the eyeballs on it right now with the review. Your review is such a big deal, and then it drops off dramatically. And of course, the exception to that, in a way, I guess, is wikis and walkthroughs. But you know that, like, that's a different kind of traffic than it is the entire industry paying attention to your game for one day. So, Paul Smith, that's your answer. There's more to it. This is all based on, you know, 16 and a half years or whatever of observations and what I've done and probably little conversations I've had there. But, like, again, I've never sat down and interviewed a PR person about why they do it the way they do it. But, again, that's because everybody does it differently to some regard. The reason Sony does something is not the reason Microsoft does something, is not the reason Pop Agenda does something, is not the reason Devolver does something. So there's a whole bunch involved. But mainly you see this radio silence and blackout so that there can be this big old moment. There can be a moment for that thing. It's similar to us with the studio, right? Think of it that way, right? Of, we talked a lot, we're going to move to the studio, we're going to move to the studio. And we had a bunch of fucking dates we didn't hit. But we didn't show you the studio, right? Because, hey, we wanted to catch you off guard. We wanted to surprise you. We wanted to own the day. Everybody wants to have their moment. And it's so fucking hard to have a moment in the industry. You know what I mean? And that includes video games. That includes, you know, the Blessing Show doing it about black hair. That includes everybody. We want everything to be a moment, and it's so hard to make moments because there's so much happening any given day. So it's all about making a moment, Paul. That's why they do it. That's what they did. And this has been a long Greg way. I'm going to go over to work, do some WWE content, and then get back to reviewing new games that you'll want to hear about. Remember, of course, you can write in to be part of the Gamescast. Kindoffunny.com/Gamescast. KF Gamescast? One of them. Gamescast or KF Gamescast, I can't remember. I'm not the host of that show, so what do I care, you know? And put in questions for games that are upcoming that you think we'll be reviewing, because we're probably reviewing them in some respect. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.